on, come on, come on.
Kick, right there, ready? 2, 1. Morgan, we're ready to link and rappel.
Copy that.
After you, dear?
Blind terror. Fucking love it.
Oh, just go.
I'm at the keypad, connecting now. Shit.
What's the hold up?
The fuck, Blake? You said you could do this.
Give me a minute. And you doubted me.
Shut up and open the door.
Brace yourself. It's gonna get breezy.
Morgan, we're in. Lights, break them.
Stay sharp. We can't see shit on the cameras. Follow your tracker to the master computer. All the archives won't be there.
Tracker is on. Scanning for life. Ecosystem is intact. Confirmation of life. These generators just run forever.
Don't smell so fresh, though.
20 years of reconditioned air, Blake.
Smells like pondweed.
Mask up.
We have a biological cluster. Something big.
Is it a glitch?
No. It's moving.
What the hell is that?
We've got habitats, 12 by 12. It's disgusting, no natural light. Some of the worst conditions I've seen. These things have just been left here.
Don't touch them. Find the master computer.
Morgan, are you seeing this? Oh, I think I found our glitch.
Shit, that thing's fucking massive.
There's a tank here. Water wall, full of water. Fuck, oh shit! Oh my god.
Is that an eye?
Oh, well, hello there. What are you?
Jesse, you found something? We've got no eyes up here. What is it?
I don't really know. Some kind of giant squid, maybe? There could be more than one in a tank this size. Whoa, oh, it's huge. We are not prepared for this. We're going to need a sling of some kind. I don't know, remote drones, a portable tank. It's going to take some planning.
This is not an environmental rescue mission, Jess. Do you hear me? You are down there for one thing only. Get to the master computer, let Blake do his thing, and get the hell out.
Understood, sir. Morgan, we found the master computer. It's right here, out in the open.
Jacking in remote power. Logging on.
And the access codes.
Searching. It's all here. Full biodome access. Connecting and uploading to you now. What was that? Shit! Something just flew at me.
Go to infrared.
Oh my god!
Oh fuck, it's got my arm!
Get out of here, Jesse! Right!
What's going on? What's going on?
Blake! Blake, don't leave me!
Jeez, oh God, that was close.
existence. Episode 1. 30 years of mistakes.
We all feared the end of our world. But none of us expected it to be here so soon. Evidence that we had reached the end of days was all around us. Gemmod crops had replaced organic foods. Universal council taxes had reached an all-time high. The death of the last living animal on Earth didn't even get reported on the network feed.
3, 2, 1.
After the bombs dropped, we were moved inside to protect us from the fallout. Issued accommodation pods in the multi-level monolith that they called Tier City. The fields that we looked down upon became a restricted area, declared a lethal radiation zone. But we were all so distracted by our desperation to survive that we didn't question why this was happening. We thought that we were being protected. Nobody told us that the clock had begun counting down, and that our world was already out of time.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Scanning. Two unregistered attack drones detected. Remote piloted. Tracking. Severed link.
Can you lose them?
I will try.
Accelerate and evasive. Let's outrun them. Don't count down. Diverting auxiliary power to thrusters. Stay on the routeway for now. Let's see if they follow us over the wall.
We are approaching the red zone. Are insisting that we stop.
Ignore request. Keep heading out.
Affirmative.
We crossed into the red zone. Roger that. Is it engaged?
Did they follow us?
Scanning. The Rootway enforcers have turned back. No sign of the attack drones.
We lost them. Good work. Record a message. Rachel? It's me. It's Dad. Listen. This drive contains everything. 30 years of mistakes. 30 years of achievements. History has been rewritten by the people that want me dead. All eyes will be watching you from the second I eject this thing. Keep this information safe. The drive is encrypted to your DNA. Only you have the ability to unlock it all. You'll be tracked by a man named Keller. Go with him. But don't believe anything that old hack says. I hope you do the right thing when the time comes.
Max, they found us.
When did I last see you? Mum's funeral.
Brace for impact.
I'm so sorry. I miss her so much.
Five.
Oh, look, I know I wasn't there for you, my little girl.
Two.
Rachel, please forgive me.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
You to save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.